Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, NUMSA, says last-ditch talks between it and car industry executives have failed to break a deadlock over wages. As such, says NUMSA, a certificate of non-resolution is in the process of being issued by the facilitators, with a possible strike on the cards. The union, South Africa's biggest, has rejected the employer's proposed increases of 6.5% for the first year and 5% for the next 2 years. It describes the offer as an insult and a provocation. With inflation currently at 3.4%, NUMSA wants an increase of 9% in year one and 8% in the next two. On top of that, it's demanding a 20,000 rand gratuity from the employers and an 80% employer contribution to medical aid. South Africa's car industry is facing severe threats from cheaper Chinese imports and tariffs from the US. On that note, major Chinese manufacturer BAIC has confirmed that its new B30 SUV will be assembled locally at the company's facility in Klaibecha. BAIC, the fifth largest of China's car makers, says this marks a major step in the brand's long-term commitment to the South African market. The 11 billion rand Kuka plant, one of the biggest investments in the country's automotive sector, currently assembles the BAIC B40 Plus and X55 Plus models. The Airlines Association of Southern Africa has called on state-owned air traffic navigation services, ATNS, to strengthen its collaboration with airlines to urgently resolve issues relating to the suspension of instrument flight procedures. Engineering News quotes the association as saying the situation has now become an operational crisis with far-reaching economic consequences. There have been widespread flight delays, diversions, and cancellations. Meanwhile, News 24 reports this morning that ATNS says there are not sufficient air traffic controllers at OR Tambo, with vacancies reaching more than 40% in some of the towers at the country's busiest traffic hub. On the other hand, towers at Cape Town International are all above 80%, currently ranging between 80% and 91%. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both All Share and Top 40 down around 0.2%. London's FTSE was flat. In New York, the Dow down 0.25%, the S&P 500 down 1%, the Nasdaq down 1.6%. Tokyo this morning up 1.3%, Hong Kong down 0.9%, Sydney up 0.2%. US dollar unchanged at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.30 to the dollar, 20.02 to the euro, 22.76 to sterling. Gold this morning back up just 4,001, platinum 1,612, Bitcoin just under 109,300, Brent crude oil $64.60 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.